Meanwhile, do you know anyone who has COVID right now? Figures from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre show 502 cases notified last week. That's up from 306 the previous week. There are 172 people in hospital with the disease right now. So what's happening? Let's speak to Dr. Eamon O'Moore. He's Director of National Health Protection at the National Health Protection Office. Dr. O'Moore, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hi.
What's going on here?
So we're seeing a rise in COVID figures for the last few weeks, and we're likely seeing this consequent to the emergence of a variant in the JN1 group, which is likely to be more transmissible. And we've seen this in other countries as well. We've been keeping these variants under close scrutiny. We haven't seen a summer wave for a few years, so this is a concern. But it is a relatively modest increase in numbers, although this is skewed by the fact that we only really test these days if people are in clinical categories requiring testing. So the true scale of it is likely to be larger in terms of infections and people you know may be infected. But in terms of impact on the hospital system, it's a modest impact so far.
Yes, this is, of course, very different to the scenario that would have existed a number of years ago. When we speak about the number of cases, 502, which is a big increase on 306, but these are cases that are notified. What cases are notified now?
Yeah, so at the moment, testing is only really done if you belong to a clinical risk group, and that includes people with underlying immunodeficiencies, but also if you're an older person. And so the skew in the number of cases that we're seeing currently is reported among people aged 65 years and older. So that really reflects how we test people and report cases now subsequently. So it's people who are in risk groups being tested, and that tends to be a skewed proportion of the population.
Is it dangerous?
So there's no evidence yet that it's any more dangerous than previous JN1 variants we've met. And the good news is that at this time, we haven't seen increases in people being admitted to intensive care, and we haven't seen an increase in death rates. But people do get very ill from COVID, particularly if you're in risk groups. And so the message continues to be to take the offer of vaccines if you're offered them, if you're in a group that's offered vaccines. And the current spring booster vaccine program is still open for the next few weeks until mid-June.
Do you know why there's been a spike now?
So the virus is constantly evolving, and its whole raison d'etre is to try to reproduce and infect and create more viruses. And so this is evolution and microcosm, really. So we do see these changes. We do see emergent variants, and that can result in waves of infection. And that's been the experience right over the course of the COVID pandemic. So this isn't entirely unexpected. We do see these changes, but it is something we keep a very close eye on.
Dr. Eamon O'Moore at the National Health Protection Office, thank you for speaking to us. We'll be talking about that ECB rate cut next.